You're listening to the Chapter a Day Audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're in Nehemiah chapter 5, and we'll be reading from the New Living Translation. About this time, some of the men and their wives raised a cry of protest against their fellow Jews. They were saying, "We have such large families, we need more food to survive." Others said, "We have mortgaged our fields, vineyards, and homes to get food during the famine." And others said, "We have had to borrow money on our fields and vineyards to pay our taxes. We belong to the same family as those who are wealthy, and our children are just like theirs. Yet we must sell our children into slavery just to get enough money to live. We have already sold some of our daughters, and we are helpless to do anything about it, for our fields and vineyards are already mortgaged to others." When I heard their complaints, I was very angry. After thinking it over, I spoke out against these nobles and officials. I told them, "You are hurting your own relatives by charging interest when they borrow money." Then I called a public meeting to deal with the problem. At the meeting, I said to them, "We are doing all we can to redeem our Jewish relatives who have had to sell themselves to pagan foreigners, but you are selling them back into slavery again. How often must we redeem them?" And they had nothing to say in their defense. Then I pressed further, "What you are doing is not right. Should you not walk in the fear of our God in order to avoid being mocked by enemy nations? I myself, as well as my brothers and my workers, have been lending the people money and grain. But now, let us stop this business of charging interest. You must restore their fields, vineyards, olive groves, and homes to them this very day, and repay the interest you charged when you lent them money, grain, new wine, and olive oil." They replied, "We will give back everything and demand nothing more from the people. We will do as you say." Then I called the priests and made the nobles and officials swear to do what they had promised. I shook out the folds of my robe and said, "If you fail to keep your promise, may God shake you like this from your homes and from your property." The whole assembly responded, "Amen," and they praised the Lord. And the people did as they had promised. For the entire 12 years that I was governor of Judah, from the 20th year to the 32nd year of the reign of King Artaxerxes, neither I nor my officials drew on our official food allowance. The former governors, in contrast, had laid heavy burdens on the people, demanding a daily ration of food and wine, besides 40 pieces of silver. Even their assistants took advantage of the people. But because I feared God, I did not act that way. I also devoted myself to working on the wall and refused to acquire any land, and I required all my servants to spend time working on the wall. I asked for nothing, even though I regularly fed 150 Jewish officials at my table, besides all the visitors from other lands. The provisions I paid for each day included one ox, 6 choice sheep or goats, and a large number of poultry. And every 10 days we needed a large supply of all kinds of wine. Yet I refused to claim the governor's food allowance because the people already carried a heavy burden. Remember, O my God, all that I have done for these people, and bless me for it. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege of being able to look at it together today. And Lord, as this chapter opened up, we could see that the nobles and some of the wealthy people were selling their brothers into slavery by virtue of charging them interest on all sorts of things instead of lending freely to them. And while Nehemiah and some others were trying to redeem the people and restore the land, we see that until the nobles were confronted, they appeared to be doing the exact opposite. And as we look at this passage, Lord, we're grateful that we see a reminder here of the joy of being redeemed from slavery. We know that based on the shed blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, our freedom from the slavery to sin, Satan, and death that we were born in has been purchased. We have been redeemed. We have been set free. And as men and women who believe in your Son, Jesus Christ, and have been set free from our sin, you invite us to live as people who are free and to no longer go back to the chains that you've rescued us from. Lord, thank you for liberating us. And we pray, Lord, that we wouldn't go back to the kind of lives that we lived before, where we idolized our sin and where we idolized the things of this world. But rather, we pray, Lord, that we would rejoice in the new life and in the freedom that we have as children of God through faith in Jesus Christ. We're grateful, Lord, that that's our reality today, and we're grateful that through faith in Jesus, that's our reality forever. Lord, we love you. We thank you for all the wonderful and good things that you do for us at your expense, but for our benefit. And we commit this day to your care and thank you for all of these things. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks again for listening to today's episode. For more resources to help you in your walk with Christ, please visit desirejesus.com.
Hey there, it's Nicole Eunice from the How to Study the Bible podcast, and I'd love to invite you to join us as we weekly discover a passage of God's Word together. From beginning to end, from principles to practicals, we are here to make sure that God's Word is powerful and relevant to your life. If that sounds like something you're looking for, I would love to invite you to subscribe. You can go to lifeaudio.com and search How to Study the Bible, and we'll see you there.